the crew of Southwest Airlines Flight 2504 initiated a go-around when a business jet entered the runway without authorization at Midway Airport. The FAA is investigating the incident, which occurred around 8:50 a.m. on Tuesday, February 25th. I'm reading from the personal affairs specialist with the FAA here in Chicago, Steve Klum. This is just a quick clip, but this is air traffic control to the plane telling that business jet to hold its position.
Flight Jet 560, your instructions are to hold short of runway 31 center. Flight Jet 560, hold right there, sir. Don't move.
Hold position 560.
The reporting is that that plane was told 9 times to hold its position. Now here comes a Southwest airliner, and it has to divert.
Southwest 2504 going around. Sorry, Southwest 2504, how'd that happen?
How'd that happen? Here's just another cut from those conversations.
Southwest 2504 going around.
2504, roger that, coming to 3000.
And then the Southwest pilot says, how did that happen? I don't know how that happened. Although we did get notes from listeners like this one that says, as a person who is traveling in the near future to Montana, how did she put it, John? As someone who just booked flights to and from Montana to visit family, it makes me feel better that things are, in fact, safer this year. And another listener said, I was a flight attendant for 12 years, and things happened to my flights, bird strikes, aborted landings, aborted takeoffs, never made the news. It all turned out okay. Still, Robert Mark, business jet pilot, former Chicago area air traffic controller, he's the publisher of Jet Whine, W-H-I-N-E, where he rants a little bit about aviation. Robert, thanks for joining us again. What's your takeaway? How did that happen? How did the business jet not get the message to stop his plane?
That's an interesting point, John, because, you know, as a business jet pilot myself, I mean, we are trained to pay attention. I mean, it's not like you're at, you know, some little grass field somewhere where there's an old Piper Cub on the airport. I mean, a busy metropolitan airport means everybody has to be on their game. This is the big boys. And for some reason, you know, they started out okay. The business jet crew was not completely certain of their taxi route to the runway. And it was. They were going from the west side of the airport over to the east side for takeoff. And they stopped and they said, hey, give us those instructions again. And the controller gave it to them. And they said, okay. And they started to taxi out. And they were asked to stop before they got to the main runway, which is what we call 31 center at Midway. And they just didn't. So, you know, I'm thinking either they were very distracted in the cockpit with something going on, or they just completely blew it. But, you know, we're also trained in all sectors of aviation that when you cross a runway, the last catch-all, the last thing we can do as pilots is to remember when you were a kid and mom said, hey, when you cross the street, look left and look right. And it's the same thing at the cockpit. The person in the left seat is supposed to look left. Person in the right seat is supposed to say, clear on the right. And you know, just to give everybody an idea of what's going on. My guess is that when they play the recordings back in the cockpit, they probably didn't have that conversation. Because, again, they blew right through it, and they went right in front of that Southwest airplane.
Well, I was wondering how helpful that is. That is, what's the line of sight for a pilot? Is he able to see what happened in Washington, D.C.? It sounds like maybe visually the pilot could be confused. They just don't see correctly. I mean, you're looking on the distance and maybe short term up and down. I wonder how able a pilot is by him or herself to actually see an incoming plane.
Well, certainly in the D.C. crash, I mean, it was a little different. They were down low at night, and when you're only a few hundred feet off the ground at night in a metropolitan area, all you see are lights. So I you know, and again, there's a lot of back and forth about who told who what or who missed something But in this case, yesterday, it was a beautiful day here in Chicago. Clear blue skies. It could be 25 miles. And at the distance, the business jet was from where the Southwest Airlines airplane was touching down, maybe a couple thousand feet down the runway. If that pilot had looked and not seen that airplane, I'd say, you know what, they might want to get their eyes checked.
Right.
Because it should have stood out like a sore thumb.
Yeah, I get that point. I mean, having asked that question, now that you mention it, how could you have missed it? It wasn't off in the distance. It was barreling down towards you. How close do you think we came to an accident there?
Well, when I initially looked at the video yesterday, I thought they were further apart because I thought the business jet was at the far end of the runway, but he was midfield, so it was maybe a couple thousand feet. And if they had touched down, maybe they could have swerved to avoid each other, but that wouldn't be a guarantee. It was pretty close.
So I guess a question that still hasn't been asked or answered is, what does the pilot of that business jet say? What's his story, right? I mean,
we haven't heard that.
And I don't know that it's incompetence or belligerence, like maybe you shouldn't be a pilot, or maybe you were in a hurry, or I don't know why you wouldn't follow the instructions that you're getting in your headset, but if he was told to stop, I can't imagine why he wouldn't stop. Why didn't he stop? We don't have an answer to that yet.
No, not yet. And of course, the part of the tape where they said Flexjet, you know, whatever his number was, you know, stop where you are. I mean, that was after he had already crossed the runway. It would have been, you know, again, did the ground controller miss that? It's a pretty tight turn there when he turned off the taxiway and was headed for the active runway. But again, as a controller, you're paid to don't let those, you know, keep an eye on that guy, make sure he stops, because you've got a guy landing on 31 center. So my guess is it's like many incidents. It's not going to be just one thing
really,
that happened.
I hadn't thought about that. You think that the air traffic control may bear some of the responsibility here?
Well, not in the sense that they did something wrong, because the ground controller absolutely told the Flexjet to turn left and then stop. That's clear. And the pilot read it back, right, I'll turn left and stop. But I'm just saying that when I see an aircraft heading down a taxiway, you know, toward an active runway, mm-hmm. and there's a guy about to squat, or we called it that, about to land on a crossing runway, I go, hey, Flexjet 285, you know, hold short of that next intersection.
Let me ask you this. It's interesting to a lot of us. My colleague here, Bob Surratt, mentioned this morning, how calm all of the voices are. I think we hear from all three of them in just very brief clips here. Are you all trained as air traffic control guys to not animate your voice, not to yell, not to scream, even if it's we are seconds away from a disaster here? You have to maintain a certain kind of pitch or not. I don't know.
I can only speak for myself. I don't believe I was ever anybody ever said anything like that. But, you know, at the airports I worked at, when I had a situation like that, I would have said, Flexjet 285, stop now, stop, stop. You know, I mean, and I would have been, because if you speak like this, there's a chance that those words are going to get missed. But when you shout, when you emphasize that, and the crew still doesn't get that, there's something going on. But again, and all controllers don't do that. But again, I would do anything at that point to keep two airplanes from running together.
And two airplanes did not. We've heard from others in the industry, and the reporting on it is that, in fact, 2025 is safer than other years. Most of the crashes you hear about, well, most of the crashes you don't hear about, it's civil aviation. And in general, the skies in America are safer this year than they have been in the last four or five. So I think that's where we'll leave it today. We'll check bases with you maybe after we hear more about this, Robert, but thanks for helping us out today.
Hey, you betcha. And by the way, John, I did do the push-ups, and I could only get to 16, so I think I have some work to do.
Thank you for listening. We're all supposed to try and get to 20. You know that, don't you, Robert?
Yeah, I do. All right. Thanks, John.
I did 21 yesterday and then collapsed and was sent to a hospital.